From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office for a five-year term Monday, assuming sweeping new executive powers and pledging to build a strong Turkey. In acceptance remarks, he promised to propel the country forward under a new executive system that includes a strong parliament, strong government, and a strong Turkey. In unveiling his cabinet, Mr. Erdogan appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. The new system does away with the post of prime minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, former ambassador, said on paper this invests the president with broad powers, but is not unprecedented.
In fact, of course, there have been periods when you had a very strong chief executive, certainly if you go back to Kemal Atatürk. So in that respect, it's not unprecedented, but it certainly departs from the post-World War II history of the Turkish state, which has been one of a balance between different institutions, including an elected parliament.
Mr. Erdogan said his new powers are vital to drive growth, ensure the nation's security following a failed coup 2 years ago, and safeguard Turkey's from conflict along its southern border. Ethiopia and Eritrea declared their long-running border war over. Both Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki signed a joint declaration of peace and friendship. UN Secretary General Guterres praised both.
I believe that the recent evolution in relation to between Eritrea and Ethiopia is a very important signal of hope.
The announcement caps a whirlwind of reform activity launched by Mr. Abe since assuming office in April. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson resigned Monday amid disagreement in the cabinet over the nation's pending exit from the European Union. He said Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to maintain close ties with the EU amounts to a semi-Brexit, with Britain heading toward the status of colony of the EU. Johnson's replacement is Jeremy Hunt.
And my principal job at a time of massive importance for our country is to stand four square behind the Prime Minister so that we can get through an agreement with the European Union based on what was agreed by the Cabinet last week.
Johnson's departure comes a day after Britain's Brexit Minister David Davis stepped down. May appointed Dominic Raab to replace him. Britain continues negotiations with Brussels over the departure, expected in 9 months. British authorities are treating the death of 44-year-old Dawn Sturgis as a case of murder after she succumbed Sunday to exposure to the Russian-made nerve agent Novichok. Neil Basu is Scotland Yard's assistant commissioner and head of the UK counter-terrorism policing.
It is both shocking and utterly appalling that a British citizen has died having been exposed to a Novichok nerve agent. But make no mistake, we are determined to find out how Dawn and her partner, Charlie Rowley, came into contact with such a deadly substance.
Rowley remains critically ill. They were sick and not far from where former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter fell ill from Novichok in March. Rescue divers safely guided four more boys out of a flooded cave complex in northern Thailand Monday. Chiang Rai Provincial Acting Governor Narong Sot Ostanakorn said they're happy and well after the more than two-week ordeal, but they need to remain separated from families and friends because of the concern of infection. With heavy monsoon rains forecast, the mission to retrieve the final four boys and their football coach remains urgent. Rescuers in western Japan are searching for survivors of flooding and landslides that left more than 120 dead. It's being called Japan's worst flood disaster since 1982. Millions have been forced from their homes. Many are without power and fresh drinking water. President Donald Trump late Monday nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the 9-member U.S. Supreme Court.
What matters is not a judge's political views, but whether they can set aside those views to do what the law and the Constitution require. I am pleased to say that I have found, without doubt, such a person.
Kavanaugh must be confirmed by a divided Senate to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. U.S. stocks gained for a third session Monday, with the benchmark Dow Jones adding more than 300 points following an upbeat jobs report last week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.